96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Daily Drum. I'm Harold Fisher, live at Sobey Restaurant and Lounge. Joining me now are Telly Lovelace, National Director of African American Initiatives and Urban Media for the Republican National Committee, and Nicole Williams, Hillary Clinton's surrogate and member of the Prince George's County Democratic Central Committee. Of course, as usual, we are taking your phone calls, your comments, and your questions. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Nicole, Telly, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having
us. Thanks for having
us. Okay, let me go. Ladies first, this is the moment we've all been waiting for, but Nicole, what are we waiting for when it comes to the candidates?
Well, we're waiting for Secretary Clinton to basically tell the entire country why she is the best candidate for President of the United States. And so you will hear her talk about her economic platform and how what she is proposing is in the best interests of all Americans. You will hear her talk tonight about the different policies that she wants to put in place to deal with college affordability and to also deal with making sure that everyone here in America is earning wages that we can live and all be sustainable on, and that everyone is receiving equal pay for equal work.
Okay, now Nicole, that was the talking point sheet 101. Okay, so I'm going to let Telly do his 101. Honestly, Telly, what are we expecting from the Republican candidate? Are we going to hear real, honest-to-goodness plans and platforms, or is he going straight for the jugular tonight?
No, you're going to hear real plans, real proposals from Mr. Trump. You've seen him since the Republican convention and since Cleveland make that pivot. You know, last time I was on the program with you, that's what we talked about. He's addressing those issues. So you're going to see that tonight. You're going to see the presidential Donald Trump this evening.
But with that said, okay, we've heard over the past 24 to 48 hours the Mark Cuban, Jennifer Flowers getting in the mud, preparing to sling some mud. Are we expecting the zingers, as we often have seen through the historic presidential debates, or do you really think that we're going to hear things of substance tonight? For example, Donald Trump's taxes. Is he going to talk about that tonight?
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, but you're going to see the presidential Donald Trump appear tonight. And that's one thing for sure. He's going to address the issues. He's been preparing all weekend. He's ready for it. So tonight's the night.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, yes. Is Hillary Clinton going to get down in the mud?
Hillary Clinton is presidential. She always carries herself very poised and very confident and very presidential. She's not going to stoop to Donald Trump's level. And I, you know, to see a presidential Donald Trump would be a welcome surprise, because we haven't seen that as of today in any of the previous debates when there were the various Republican debates. So it would be great to finally hear some type of plan, platform, issue from Mr. Trump, because he really has been lacking in all of those things, versus Secretary Clinton, who from the very beginning, if you go to her website, has laid out detailed plan on issue after issue after issue. And that's what she plans on doing again tonight. She's not planning on stooping down to anyone one's level, you know, being very high schoolish. She is planning to show the country that she is ready to be President of the United States.
We are live here at Sobey Restaurant and Lounge, 10621 Greenbelt Road, Atlanta, Maryland. This is a live broadcast, Clinton, Trump, and the issues. We are previewing the first presidential debate between the two major party candidates. You can join this conversation in person. Come down here. Restaurant. There are plenty of seats, places to sit. You can also join us for the debate watch party coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now, if you want to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Also, you can find this on Twitter, hashtag debate2016WHUR, hashtag debate2016WHUR. Okay, let me go back to Nicole. What do you think that Hillary Clinton has to do to shore up her base? What is her weakness that she has to address?
Well, people have criticized Secretary Clinton over the years for you know, not being the person who you may want to have a beer with, you know, kind of being a personable, approachable type of individual. And so I think over the past several of months, she has shown that softer side of herself. She has shown how approachable and caring that she truly is. And, you know, whether it's been highlighting the work that she did when she first graduated from law school, working for the Children's Defense Fund. And, you know, I think you will see also, in addition to her being pragmatic and speaking clearly and intelligently about the issues, you will also see a side of Hillary Clinton that the campaign has constantly been showing for the several months, that she is a mother, grandmother.
But hold on. Let me stop you right there, because that's where we get into these gender conflicts. Why does Hillary Clinton have to show a softer side? We don't often ask.
Well, I'm just commenting on the critics.
Okay, but obviously, if in commenting on what the critics say, and if you believe Hillary Clinton is indeed going to show that, then she and the campaign believe that that is something that they have to do. The men don't necessarily have to show a more masculine, a machismo side. Is she at a disadvantage for people even criticizing her for not showing the softer side?
Well, I mean, part of the criticism could be because she is the first woman to be a presidential nominee from a major party. And there have been remarks that she has been more criticized by the media than any other presidential candidate in modern history. And so, you know, yes, men do not have to show that they are machismo. They are automatically assumed to be that. And so she is showing the wide breadth of herself, not only the lawyerly side of her, but also, like I said earlier, she is showing the, you know, the fact that she is a mother and a grandmother and the work that she has done and the compassion that she has shown that a lot of people have criticized that they don't see from her on a regular basis.
Telly, Donald Trump has shown that he is, and some would say this about Hillary Clinton as well, that he is not always friendly with the truth, and that he does play fast and loose with the facts. Are we going to see more of that tonight?
No, tonight you're going to see Mr. Trump stay on message. You're going to see him present the facts and make the case for why he should be the next president of the United States. American people have already seen, even African Americans, they are still continuing to take a look at Mr. Trump. I mean, look at Hillary. Her approval rating is among African Americans are what? Only in the 70-80% range. I mean, so African Americans are not 100% sold on Hillary Clinton. So this is an opportunity for Mr. Trump to make his case to those African Americans, those Democrats, those independents who are still, you know, on the border and still receptive to, you know, possibly supporting him or not supporting Hillary Clinton.
Before I go to the phone lines, I have to say 70 or 80%. Telly, that's winning with African Americans. I mean,
that's winning with
African
Americans. Yeah, so. But I mean, you got to admit, he is going much better than what Mr. Romney is now. We still, what, 5-6 weeks away from the election, so it's still time to turn those numbers around.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to David calling from Maryland. David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? David, are you there?
There's Donald Trump, the improviser, the guy who shoots from the hip. And then there's Donald Trump, the teleprompter Trump, which is the Kellyanne Conway version. So tonight, I don't believe they're using teleprompters. So I think we're bound to see the real Donald Trump versus that person that everybody considers to be or wants to see a presidential party.
Wait, did you hear that? He was talking about the teleprompter Trump versus the off-the-cuff Donald Trump. He believes that we're going to see the off-the-cuff Donald Trump. Your thoughts about
that,
Telly?
I mean, of course, I mean, there is no teleprompter. Mr. Trump has been disciplined, and you've seen that, you know, over the past month or so with the campaign. So you're going to see him stay on message, and he's going to be disciplined to see.
Ironically, he's been disciplined for the past month, quote unquote. You know, and so he's just putting on a show just simply to win votes, when the true Donald Trump is the person who he has shown to be for the past 18 months, who the person who is you know, erratic and spontaneous and just, you know, kind of just says things off the cuff without thinking about them beforehand. That's the person we've been seeing for the last 18 months. And that is the true Donald Trump. And so, David, I agree with your comment. You know, there aren't going to be any teleprompters tonight. And is, you know, Mr. Donald Trump has consistently shown a pattern of disregard for the truth, has consistently shown a pattern of disregard for making comments that are against the United States' best interests. And so I think that is the Donald Trump that we are going to see tonight.
Let me ask, I've got a question from our audience here, by the way. For those of you in the audience who have a question, please, there are some index cards where you can write your question down and we'll make sure that we get to them. So here's the question, and this is a question for both of you. Considering the alarming number of African Americans being killed by police officers, which candidate can ensure that law enforcement is, I guess this says executed justly. I'm assuming they're talking about that the law is followed as it relates to police officers. Which candidate will be best at doing that? Telly.
Well, Mr. Trump, of course, I mean, he is, you know, he's been out there touting this message. So this is something he's going to be focused on. You're going to see Mr. Trump be out there, and he's beginning to address these issues. So, again, I'm just asking people, the only thing he can do right now is take a look at him.
But hold on,
let me stop you there.
You said he's beginning to address it, but the question is not that he is addressing it, but the question is how is he going to address it? I mean, he spoke about African-Americans and the situation in the inner cities and to reduce crime, there need to be more police officers. I would argue that some African-Americans would not necessarily agree with that.
Well, there need to be more community policing. And Mr. Trump is looking at these options, and that's why he is going to be releasing more proposals in the days ahead and plans addressing issues such as crime in the inner cities and so forth. So you've seen him during these tours. He's been to Detroit. He's been to Philadelphia. He's been visiting other inner cities and African-American communities. You're going to see more of that.
Okay. Real quick, Nicole.
Yeah, so first of all, there have been polls that show that 51% of voters believe that Donald Trump is a racist. That's number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton has a clear executed plan on her website about strengthening the bonds of trust between community and police. When various instances have been occurring within our society, Hillary Clinton has spoken very publicly, whether it's on television, on radio, via Twitter, via social media, coming out against the acts that these police officers have done. Donald Trump has yet to come out and blatantly state that these acts are heinous crimes against a certain demographic here in the United States. Hillary Clinton has specifically come out against a lot of these acts that have occurred. She has a clear, defined message on her plan. She doesn't have to think about it. She doesn't have to concoct it out of thin air. It is clear and black and white for the American public to see.
Nicole, thank you. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Also, remember, we will be taking your phone calls after 7:30, so please, if you can't get through, keep trying. I promise I will get to your phone calls. Let's go to Bridget. Bridget, on the line. Thanks for calling, Bridget. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm listening to the gentleman and the young lady speak, and I'm reminded of an article that I saw on CNN and yesterday that was talking about that Donald Trump speaks to people on a fourth-grade level. And that's why Donald Trump has been able to incite people the way that he has. You know, what I've come to the point to realize that any position that I want as far as a job is concerned, I don't have to worry about having the credentials or showing my resume or showing my college transcript, because Donald Trump has showed us all that he has no disregard or respect. The simple fact that a man would run for this office and we don't know what his tax returns are, whether or not he paid taxes or not, what everything that I do, if I apply for a government job, I cannot be delinquent on my taxes. But this man wants to hold that position. I think it's really sad. And another thing is that when I look at Donald Trump, how he calls himself courting the black vote. What he tends to forget is that President Barack Obama would have done a lot much more during his tenure if it were not said point blank, we have forgotten this, that they were not going to allow him to be successful.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much. Bridget, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. Real quick. Tali, she said quite a bit.
Yeah. She did. And again, we're at this point now. This is the first presidential debate, and you're going to see more of Mr. Trump. You're going to see the presidential Donald Trump come out in the remaining 6 weeks of hits until Election Day.
Okay. I need to take a quick break. But if you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We also want to remind our studio audience that we will continue to take your phone calls. Or your comments, rather. Also, we're going to continue to take phone calls at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm Harold Fisher. Stay with us. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM, Channel 141, live from Sobey Restaurant and Lounge in Lanham, Maryland. Stay with us.